Okay, so we're starting the show a little different. So usually everybody hears the theme song. Oh, and by the way, I'm Neil, and this is Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks. And
I'm Annalise.
Yeah, and Dev is with us, Big Dev. Hey, Dev.
Yeah, I'm here enjoying some delicious gin and tonic.
Nice. So usually you hear the intro song first, and then we come in and go like, hey, it's Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks episode, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But this is a little different. So we're here, but I wanted everybody to hear this for the first time, so we'll do the intro in a second, but here we go. So there you go. It's the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks song. What do you call it? Jazzercise by Henno. Added some lyrics. Dev, were you able to hear that? Could you hear that okay?
I did hear that.
Nice.
I was confused because I thought it was Dark Angels and Pretty Feet.
It should be. So welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Feet, episode 137. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
And joining us today, well, you do the intro there, Lady Pants. As you hear the dogs.
Yeah, sorry about the dogs in advance. So joining us today is Big Dev. And Big Dev has been on the podcast before with Travis and Nick Nameless from Snake Oil Comics. But I am going to let Big Dev pimp his own shit.
Yeah.
So, Dev.
Before we get rolling and we totally forget, tell us about the millions of podcasts that you're on and where they can be found and all that good stuff.
So what do we say? 45 minutes before we start the top five. So that's about right.
There you go.
That gives you just enough time.
Yeah. So, I do Snake Oil Comics, which is the show that we kind of met through. I do a Shot of History with Trico, one of the founders of Source Point Press. It's a 30-minute to 45-minute, we get drunk and we talk about history podcast, which is pretty fun. Now I am the producer and somehow got sucked into a Snake Oil Horror, which is basically Jorsch and Gray Sorbic of Snake Oil Comics fame sit down with me.
Sorry, Statler what?
Oh, yeah, Statler and Waldorf, Gray and Jorsch, the Sobek, you know, all those different names we've given them over the years. but yeah, we all sit down after Snake Oil Comics and talk horror for 30 to 45 minutes.
Very nice.
And I think that's it.
And you are saying horror, right?
No, it's Snake Oil Horror.
I like it.
It's a totally different show. Yes, horror.
Just wants to be really clear. Otherwise, we have even more to talk about.
I just wanted to fit horror somewhere in there. That's all.
Yes, much like Brigger of Hobie, I have a speech impediment, apparently, because I got called out on that on the show.
That's awesome. No, you were saying it right. I was just having fun. Trust me, you're nowhere near Brigger. That boy can barely talk. Love him to death, but no, I'm joking. I'm just playing. I am just playing. Well,
No, that's correct.
any websites or what do you call it?
Twitter handles?
Twitter thingies?
The easiest to reach me at is at Podman Big Dev on Twitter, and obviously there's at SOC Podcast, at Snake Oil Horror, and at Shot of History, and SnakeOilComics.com is the main show, which hopefully here in the near future will be redone and everything will be under one umbrella.
There you go.
Nice. Very cool.
Speaking of horrors.
My favorite topic.
I recently listened to your Shot of History two-part Victorian Prostitutes episodes.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was a great episode or two. Depending on how we recorded it.
It was a two-parter. And I was cracking up about, like, how Trico, like, started off with, like, 3 pages of notes. And then also he's like, and she died. And I'm like, I think there's, like, 2 more victims, dude.
That pretty much sums up Trico's life in general. So all the stuff happened, and then she died.
All right. Next, what do you guys got to talk about? What did you guys bring to the table?
that was a fun episode, because that was the dawn of the female body part.
Right. Got it. You should listen to that episode,
yes,
sweetie.
Yes, I need to.
They were talking about how, like, back in the day, that prostitutes would have, like, check sites. Like, they would have to go and check in and get their dev. Their what?
Yeah.
Checked.
Yes, very true.
And anyway, so it was hilarious. And I was one of the, you can tell Trico for me, that I was one of the one, like, yelling at my car stereo going, Edo's, Catherine, okay. Edo's.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
If you just recently listened to that episode, you have so many more things that you're going to be yelling at Trico
for. No, I've listened to, like, I don't know, like six episodes, I don't know. You know me. I'm just like,
You're lagging behind.
Right. But I also jump around. I was like, oh, shout out history, blah, blah, blah. Victorian hookers, yes. 1 and 2. Absolutely. Yes. Let's put those in the queue.
there's one recently where he was all like, oh, yes, blah, 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 blah. He was a novice. And I'm like,
yes.
What?
You're like, can you spell that? I love it when you have to spell
it. We've officially labeled that Trico's indictments because of the indictment of Yasko.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that since we're talking about it.
Before we get too crazy, I have to, what is it? From last week's episode, I have a correction.
Correction.
Or I have a...
update?
I have an apology.
From last week?
I do, yeah.
So, an addendum?
I have a small appendage from last week.
Also.
So last week I went on a gym rant.
Yes.
And during my gym rant, I used the term fat ass, and I used it incorrectly, and it wasn't what I meant. It was a poor choice of words, and no one said anything about it, but I felt bad
you
about it.
You offended yourself?
I offended myself. So okay. I just wanted to clarify that. By whatever size you are, anything you do to better your health and I don't care if you want to be big, if you want to be small, whatever. I wasn't trying to say that being fat or a big person was bad or I was putting that down. I was making fun of people that, typically they're guys that think they can eat as much as they want. And because, you know, they'll be like, I'm 5'11", 240, but they're 240 between, like, you know, their neck and their waistline, which is totally cool. But they think, because they have that number, that they're huge muscle heads. So they stand at the weight rack and they pump and they just think that they're, and I'm like, dude, I don't care what size you are, but don't stand in front of the weight. So I used the term totally incorrectly and it was not cool. And I just felt bad about myself for saying it. So I just wanted to say, no, they weren't fat asses. They're dumb asses. That's what I should have said. Dumb asses.
Neil, not fat asses. I am offended.
Yes.
No. Don't block the weights, man.
The only weights I'm blocking are at Dick's when I'm looking at them and going, man, I should be doing these. Nice.
So I just wanted to put that out because because everybody goes to the gym and everyone's at a different starting point. And I think it's great. I could care less. I don't care about anybody's size. I meant dumbass. They're dumbasses.
Right.
You're specifically talking about the guys that stand in front of the dumbbell rack front of the mirrors and sit there and
And they stand so close to the dumbbell rack that you can't get your weights when you're in that. Yeah, so that was it. I could care less about their size. It was just, it's usually a guy who thinks he's totally yoked because he hit 240 on the scale. And I'm like, that's not where you want. If you're going to act like that, the 240 is supposed to be dispersed, not just right there.
So but, what you're saying is they look like two scoops on a baby cone.
Yeah, they look like potatoes. You know, it's weird.
Well, we've had this discussion before where, like, I noticed there's, you know, always some, you know,